Ladies and gentlemen, we go down to Florida to talk to, how can I put it, a healing Lori yes. Thompson.
An on-demand. Hello.
Yes. Hi.
Hiya. Yes.
So far, cancer survivor.
Yeah. Yeah. Like today I'm an annoyed cancer survivor because there are a bunch of things that continue after you don't have radiation or chemo anymore. And one of them is a cough that I have. It's pretty chronic, so it creates a sore throat all the time, and it interrupts sleep. But I'm getting a cough suppressant. I'm breaking out the big guns.
Oh, really? Is this a prescription cough suppressant?
Yes.
Oh, good. Good.
And we're going high road.
Yeah, I have a little cough. I think it's from the pollen and stuff, but it's not profound. It's not like yours, I'm sure.
Yeah, this is one of those hackers. Well, I think it's partly acid reflux, and so many things can cause a cough.
By the way, for people who don't know, okay, this is Lori Thompson, and she had a touch of the cancer.
Yes, me and little Richard.
That's the best thing ever said to me by anybody. I remember it always. Little Richard yeah. telling me he couldn't come on my show because he had a touch of the cancer.
Right. Cancer is now coming in smidges,
yeah.
I guess.
So anyway, so otherwise you're feeling okay. I mean,
I'm feeling fine, except for that is distracting, you know, and I'm like, then it sends your mind down that spiral about, what if it's going to be like this forever and blah, blah, blah.
You know, I think sometimes doctors are a little heavy-handed. You know,
in what way? I agree, but you know, in what way are you thinking?
Well, I'm thinking a little heavy-handed because, like in your case here, they do whatever they did, and the side effects are a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, and they have an attitude. This is the attitude they have. Well, he's 85. What does he expect? He's not going to last that long anyway. So let's throw everything at him that we can. Luckily,
give him the sink. Give him the kitchen
luckily,
sink.
I've had doctors who are quite conservative in what they do. You know, like with my leukemia, the CLL. When I tell people I have leukemia, they go, oh, my God.
I know, and they back off in horror.
And I said to my doctor the other day, I said, since I haven't had any side effects, okay, could I consider that I don't have leukemia? He says, well, you don't have leukemia. You have CLL.
Oh, what's that? Leukemia Junior?
It's Leukemia Junior. Yeah, that's the best way to explain it. It's, you know, chronic lymphatic leukemia, which means I have leukemia and it's chronic, but if I don't have any effects, if I don't have any side effects or when nothing's happening, you know, the blood work looks okay, you know, there's some problems with it, but it's okay primarily, that really they don't do anything. So, you know, I mean, that's fine, you know, and I had the seeds for the prostate, and I had the radiation, and if it kind of, you know, that had its side effects. I mean, below my waist, you know. But
yeah, that's a diplomatic way to put it.
But, you know, and their attitude is, you're 85. Come on, you've been using that thing enough already. Come on.
That thing has served you well for decades.
It's terrible when they do this. To somebody like you, you're how old now?
I am big 6'5". I am Medicare now.
She's big 6'5". She's 65 years old, and they just go, oh, well, you're 65. What do you expect, you know?
Yeah, what do you want from me?
Exactly.
But I was real pleased with my doctors, and one of them, in fact, while we were in the middle of things, left to go to Harvard where he's going to teach. So that was kind of cool to know that he was drafted by Harvard and that he must know his stuff. So I took that as a vote of confidence.
No, they're just running out of doctors because of what Trump is doing to them.
Right. Oh, you know what? And Bernie Sanders introduced a bill that I think is so timely that would ban pharmaceutical advertising from television.
Do you know who else was asking for that?
Who?
RFK Jr.
Well, he's kind of out there, but I'm for it. Because and talk about side effects. At, you know, the whole half of the commercial at the end are side effects, which sound 10 times worse than what you have.
Oh, yeah, no, you hear these things and you go, and I want to take what?
Yeah.
You know? And then at the end, it says, it's like for cancer, right? They say, it could give you 3 more months.
Oh!
You know, well, first of all, you're paying like $2,000 a month for the drug, and then you're getting dry heaves, diarrhea, sexual impotence, whatever, and it'll give you 3 months more? Let me die now. Okay?
Right. Yeah, well, I found out, you know, most of these ads just bypass you. If you don't have that specific ailment, you don't care. They're like wallpaper. But I did find out that Keytruda, a big pharma advertiser, has been approved for my type of cancer. So if I had had it, you know, a year from now, I might be a Keytruda poster child.
Oh,
but
boy.
That's one of the big advertisers.
You know, a lot of times they come out and they say, and if you have OSS or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And Marjorie goes to me, what is OSS? I said, well, you shouldn't care. You don't have it. If you had it, you'd know what it is.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
You know, that basically they're just talking to the people who've got it.
Uh-huh, because it goes by for months and months, and then when you're diagnosed, boy, you perk right
up. But what is Keytruda? What does it do?
Keytruda is a heavily advertised for squamous cell cancer. It's just been approved for squamous cell cancer tumors. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I had. And now I'm all ears. There was someone that was in chemo when I was, one of the newer patients, and they were taking Keytruda. Now, I don't know if it replaces chemo. I don't know if it replaces radiation.
It probably is added to.
Probably.
You know, most of these things are added to. Here's what you should be taking also.
Yeah, because Keytruda is like a pharma hoe. You know, it's just, it's advertised all over, like a cheap
suit. I don't know that I necessarily care whether they get rid of the advertising or not. I mean, the only thing I think it may be annoying to are doctors. And here's the reason why, is because people go, I saw this on television, why don't you give me that?
Yeah. And some are insistent. Some patients are insistent.
Yes, and the doctors, rather than lose a patient, go, okay, here's a script. Here's a script for Keytruda, you know.
Yeah, well, I wondered if doctors might be for it, because at the end of every pharma advertisement, ask your doctor, you know. So if you don't have a doctor, you're sure going to get one just so you can present him with this questionnaire about all these drugs you saw.
Ask your doctor if Keytruda would be good for you, I think, is what they usually say. You know?
Yes.
Yeah.
And or good for you, right for you. I met Mr. Wright. His name's Keytruda.
Well, you know, also these cancer drugs, I mean, a lot of people, you know, have terminal cancer, which is not what you had.
No.
I've had cancer twice, and neither one was a, you know.
You're a double survivor.
Up till now, a danger.
Yeah.
January, I'll be 5 years from the prostate cancer. So.
Well, that's great.
You know. Hopefully,
well, I thought that, you know, when someone's declared cancer-free, they were out of the woods. But my mother was declared cancer-free. And then a month later, she was diagnosed with pancreatic and lung cancer. Don't you think they would have caught that? And then they still let her.
The question is, did she get it as a result of the cancer that she already had and that it had spread?
I would imagine that she had colon cancer, and she essentially beat it because now it was something else. It was a new cancer, two new cancers. BOGO.
Which one killed her?
I think it was the lung. It was so bad at the end you couldn't tell which was a symptom of what. I mean, but it just, I thought she beat colon cancer. She'll beat these. And I was shocked when I saw her for the first time after those two diagnoses. But I mean, you're just really impacted with either one of those. And she had both, and it was, she was gone in 4 months.
Yeah. I think it was Steve Martin who said that he's taking Ozempic.
Wait a minute,
Steve Martin, he says he's taking Ozempic and then he's going down to McDonald's and eating 3 meals a day at McDonald's and waiting to see who wins.
Yeah. They're duking it out.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, hey folks, they were talking about cancer. Isn't that fun?
Yeah. Yeah, well, let's talk about something else.
There I go. There's my cough.
Florida won the Stanley Cup. So we're all jazzed about that. And people are gung-ho in hockey, the Florida Panthers. Mm. So they're all aglow and a jazz. An excuse to drink more beer.
Yeah.
That's what
and
it
get
is.
Drunk and tear down street posts and things like that.
Yeah. What do you think of the whole National Guard? And what do you think of active troops being sent into situations like Los Angeles?
Well, I mean, it's only L.A., so...
Yeah, I know. Do we care?
We were from San Francisco. We hated L.A.
Oh, I know. We just thought they were so gauche. Well, they are. You know,
to begin with, they use all our water.
Yeah, this is true.
It's true. It's really true.
Yeah, what was our motto? It was like, we know how shallow we can be. We don't need to prove it by moving to Los Angeles.
Yeah. I know people in L.A. I have people I haven't used yet down there.
Yeah, that's a good one.
But, of course, troops, and especially if you look at what was going on and how much of an area was threatened by these demonstrations.
Yeah.
You go, why? You know, why are you sending troops in? What is this all about? And I'll tell you what I'm hating. These goddamn ICE people. There's no putting them in check, you know? Because here in New York the other day, they cuffed another, this was a senator, I believe.
Well, a guy that was running for mayor of New York.
That was it. Yeah. He's one of the guys running. Lander is his name. Yeah. And he was like the city controller, I think, at one point.
Yeah.
And they cuffed him and, you know, whatever. They think they can do anything they want to do. And I think they should be held to account.
Most staff.
Somebody should rein them in. Yes. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I'm with you.
And I heard the other day, I was watching a press conference in which they were talking about somebody they had arrested for spitting on an officer, and they're going to try and give him a year in jail.
Oh.
And I'm going, wait a minute, eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, let the officer come along and just stand him up and spit on him. You know, I mean, come on, spitting on somebody is a year?
Yeah, I mean, get a cardboard cutout, and it could be the surrogate spit. But also, I mean, I could see if it was like Red Man spit, you know, Red Man tobacco spit.
Yeah,
then
yeah.
You might have to do community service.
Just people spitting on a cop. And they're thinking of giving him a year, trying to get a year in jail for him. You know,
I think that's a little extreme.
Yeah. I don't think these were police. I mean, these may have been ICE people, actually. You know.
Yeah. The whole ICE situation has charged the nation like I can't remember the last time something caused this much ruckus.
Yeah.
I mean, Rodney King comes to mind. But and the other thing is, what about the guy in Minnesota that, I mean, that was well orchestrated. Killings.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, what my thinking was, it was, I think, Hofstrom, and then the other person's name began with H as well. Hoffman and Holstrom. But my thought was, what if he's got a huge list, and it was just alphabetized, and he folded it, and by accident, he started with the H's.
Yeah. I got to tell you, though, what I'm hating about the way they're handling that situation, I hear all the news operations do it and so on, is the man they caught is only the suspect.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And yet.
He's not convicted of the crime.
Right.
And yet they talk about him like he's already been convicted.
That happens a lot.
Even the press people do it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This guy went into their house, and they don't even start to say he's accused of going into the house.
Okay? Yeah.
And I was always taught that until somebody is found guilty, they are accused. They are the accused person. And so I just get very mad when I hear news people talking about somebody like that, like he did it. Now, the chances are very good he did do it, but that's not your job. Your job is to report the news, and everybody is to be presumed innocent until proven guilty.
Exactly. That's even written down somewhere.
But the press doesn't look at it that way anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
You're right. Yeah.
I mean, when you were learning about news and so on, you were taught that was a first rule. The people were accused. They weren't, guilty of anything.
You got to watch your modifiers.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, it kind of bothers me when they do that,
Yeah, because that was, to have it so well orchestrated, I thought, was a change. I mean, when Gabby Giffords got shot, that was one thing, but this has the smack of an organized effort.
Well, whatever. The point was that I was thinking about, like, what's going on out in California.
Mm-hmm.
The president said, L.A. is in flames. Well, you know, it's the old question that I had about the fact that television has now it has more of a panoramic view, but it has a certain view that you don't see what's going on over here, and you don't see mm-hmm. what's going on over here, you don't see what's going on up there and down there.
Not a lot of context.
Okay. All you're seeing is in that little frame. Well, if you look in that little frame, all of L.A. is on fire.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. But the fact is, it was one square block that mm-hmm. had some. Now, here was the beautiful thing. Some guy was a genius. What were the cars that were on fire?
I don't know.
Well, they were a thing they have out in California now called Waymos.
Oh, yeah, the driverless taxis.
The driverless taxis.
Yeah.
And how you get one of them is you go to the Waymo app and you order it up to come pick you up at your place, and you put in the address and they pick you up.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody asked these Waymos to come pick them up at that location, and then they set them on fire.
Oh, my God.
I thought that was brilliant. It was just brilliant.
A level of sophistication.
Yeah.
And hailing a taxi.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, San Francisco has some restrictions mm-hmm. on Waymos, or put them in place once this whole L.A. Waymo thing.
But I think that's fun. I mean, come on, Waymo's insured, they're not going to have to buy new automobiles,
Right, they're not going to miss a Waymo.
I think they're all Jaguars, if I'm not mistaken. They're all one brand, one very expensive brand of car. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So you can convince all your friends you have a Jag, just call them a Waymo.
So it's Waymo on fire?
Yeah. Waymo in flames.
I gotta turn on the air conditioner here, even though we only have a couple of minutes left here, because it is getting very hot in here. I look at my watch says, how hot is it where you are?
It is really hot. I took a walk this morning. I try to walk an hour a day, and it was 82.
Okay, well, right now in New York, it's 79.
No, that's not too bad, but it's very warm for New York.
Yeah. It's pretty warm today,
Yeah, here in Florida, we're still flirting with the 80s, but it's going to, next week, it's going to hit the 90s and it will broil. If you don't take your walk before 9 a.m., you might as well give it up.
I think that everybody in Florida, when it gets to be this time of the year and that hot, they should all move to, Greenland. Maybe that's a good idea now,
Because, and the locals, or the tourists, rather, come down here, and the traffic just quadruples. So to go a place that you used to get to in 10 minutes, no kidding, will take at least 35 minutes.
Really?
Yeah, in our little town. Well, this is a very touristy area. Our little town isn't.
What is your little town?
Mary Esther, California.
What?
Mary Esther, California.
Wait a minute. It's in Florida, though.
Right.
So why is it Mary Esther, California?
Well, did I say California?
Yes, you did.
Duh. Not much sleep. No, Mary Esther, Florida, next to Fort Walton Beach.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
Destin.
Here's the strange part about it. Whenever I do this, I have to let her know what time I'm doing it, right? And I always put 1 p.m. my time.
Yeah.
Because your time is different. Am I right?
It is. We're Central Time. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, but I thought Central Time moved over, but I guess Florida Panhandle is that wide that it sloughs off into Central.
Yeah, or who knows why. Florida politics, don't try to understand.
Well, how far away are you from Eastern Standard Time?
Probably about an hour. You know, if we wanted to go straight as the bird flies.
Yeah.
Yeah, not far. Because I think I'm not sure on this, but I think parts of Georgia may be Eastern time.
See, here's the thing that I can't figure out, and they really should do it in Florida. In China, do you know what the time zones are?
Mm-mm.
There's only one time zone.
In all of China?
In all of China. And I know you're going to say, well, China is bigger than one time zone. It absolutely is. But China doesn't want to screw people up.
Well, that's probably good.
You know, so they have one time for the entire place.
Well, you would have distinct personalities then based on where in China a person was born and raised. Because, I mean, the timing of the day influenced personality and lifestyle a lot.
Yeah.
There was a brief piece on it the other day. And, it's what shapes your lifestyle, which shapes who you are. So that would be interesting.
Somebody said, who was it that said, geography is destiny?
Oh, I think so.
You know?
Yeah.
And that where you live determines how you live.
Exactly. That's my favorite quote. Morality is defined by culture. Culture is defined by climate. Climate is defined by geography.
Yeah.
So, it started with morality, but who you are and morality are tightly wound.
Wow. Yeah. That's, we just had see, folks, we got away from cancer.
Yeah. Breaking the cancer's bondage.
Yeah. Yeah. So, have you been doing anything else besides dealing with your cancer and taking a walk every morning?
Just keeping it together. We go traveling all the time, mm-hmm. which we have had to put on hold. And so we're going to hit it big starting in September. And then I'm going to San Francisco for that Radio Hall of Fame thing. And then we're going to another cruise.
Oh, you're going to did you get inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame?
I got nominated. So yeah, we'll see if I'm shoved in there with all those radio
quiz. Well, if you don't get, well, they announce the winners ahead of time, right?
They do. They call you in July.
Okay.
So, yeah. And I would be honored. It would be fun. I really hope Lisa Carr gets in because she's in a different category and she still lives in the Bay Area. So it would have more cachet for her. But and that's what I'm staying with. So we're just going to laugh ourselves silly the whole time.
Did you come for mine? I can't remember.
No. From where?
For my installation into the Bay Area Hall of Fame.
I sure did.
Yes,
I can remember
what
I wore. I wore a green dress and we had a glass.
Yes, you were there. I have pictures of it. Now I remember it.
Yeah.
You know.
We had lunch the next day with John Carman.
Yeah.
And Marjorie was there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was a good time had by all.
Yeah, it was. But, maybe I should fly out if you're not. If you win, maybe I'll fly out. Yeah.
Yeah, or just you can vote because you're a member. Just vote. That would be fine.
You know what I hate about that, though? When let's see. I guess I got voted in, yeah.
You did. That's why I went out.
I hate the voting thing. I was nominated for the National Broadcast Hall of Fame.
Well, that is pretty rockin', Ben.
A couple of years back with a couple other people. The woman who had the TV show.
Oprah.
No, she had three names.
Sally
Jesse Raphael. And there were a couple of others that were pretty well known. And then this team down in Florida. Well, what happened is they had people vote. Okay, so these people in Atlanta, someplace like that. You know, they simply went on the air every day and told their audience, vote for us.
Because the public could vote,
if I tell my people vote for us, I get a couple of hundred votes, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's why this is closed, I think. This is closed to the membership.
Yeah.
And it was only $40 to join. So, like I say, I was honored to hear about it. Carr, it would really mean a lot to her, I think. I think
you should have been installed into the Hall of Fame, Bay Area Hall of Fame, when I was.
I can see that.
Because you were very, you know, you were an important part of what, if I got it, I deserve to get it because you helped.
Well, that's neat, Ben. Thank you.
Yeah.
And yeah, it would, well, I'll get in and then we'll just both be the stellar all-star.
And do you know what that being in the Hall of Fame, Bay Area Hall of Fame, has gotten me?
Nothing. What is that?
Nothing. They do it every year. They do it every year, and there are only a limited amount of broadcasters that have worked in the Bay Area.
Yeah.
You know, so eventually they're going to get to like some guy who does, you know, the traffic report on a San Jose station, you know.
Sal Castaneda on KGVU. He's been there for years, like decades.
Yeah, he was with us for a while, wasn't he?
Sal was. And Steve Masters and Big Rick Stewart, who I think are nominated. So eventually we'll just have the whole
crew. But how did they finally get around to them? How long ago was that radio station even in existence?
Oh, and then it just, not because we left, but
yeah.
Shouldn't
Rick Stewart have gotten it years ago?
No. I would think so.
Yeah, I would think so, too.
He was there that day, too. It was just a fun, fun day.
Yeah, that was a good day.
That's what I'm just hoping for, a fun, fun day.
Yeah, well, you know, but that's not till when?
That is October 18th.
October 18th, okay.
Yeah, but it gave me an excuse to buy some new fumps, as Imelda would say, and this great vest that's amazing. It's such a rock star vest.
Really?
I wore it with a black skirt, black hose. It will look sensational.
She is the typical woman, ladies and gentlemen.
Right. Here's what I'm going to wear.
I've got it all planned out. I bought it already. I'm ready to go. You know.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. Hey, listen, we've run well over, which is fine with me, because every time I talk with you, I could talk for hours, you know?
Oh, Ben, yeah. I mean, we were just meshed in each other's lives. And I really had fun when we went on vacation, when we went on the Olympics.
Yeah.
And that was just so fun. And you would make the videos.
Yeah.
The videos were so fun. They were like music videos.
And then I remember when I got arrested by the Coca-Cola police.
I know. I was very concerned for
you. They're kind of like ICE.
They were.
They helped me. Somebody had said that I hit Lori, which I never would do.
Okay. I don't know where they got that idea, even.
It was this crazy woman. They finally wound up sending her back.
Oh, well, yeah. Yeah, because it was made, that accusation.
You had a roommate. This is a long story, folks. I don't want to get into it now because we run over time. But you had a roommate that they put
right.
you in with.
Yeah, well, they had
the,
a...
this was the Lillehammer Olympics. And you and I were out in the hallway having an argument.
You came by because we were going to go to dinner, and I wasn't quite ready.
But I was mad at you for something, like you hadn't stood up for me in a certain situation or something. And
no.
I clapped my hand when I was talking to you, like, Lori, you know.
Yeah.
And then she said to them the next day that I had hit you.
Yeah, and I didn't know where it had come from. But no, you were just having a rough month. I'd been
temporarily arrested by the Norwegian police
or their version of TSA or whatever it was.
Yeah,
because not for carrying anything. But
I was just suspicious. They did a cavity search and everything.
Now
I'm at the Olympics and I'm not in a good mood.
No, and plus your fiance, you guys had just broken up.
We just broke up. We added that to it. Yeah.
Yeah. It was just not your week.
Yeah.
I didn't know where she got that. Though.
But I was, number one, I never had hit a woman, but I would never hit Lori.
Yeah. I mean, and it just
because
seemed
first
to
of all,
them.
She just decked me,
That's right. What are you talking about?
Anyway, I think we better go. We've run out of our time, and there are people out there waiting to come on to this program going, will they ever shut up?
I know. Will they pipe down, please?
Yeah. But I love you, dear, and we'll do this again next week.
We shall.
Yeah, only do one at a time because her voice is like...
It's being precocious.
Yeah. Putting it to work today, are we?
We are. Well, the cough is just being a little bitch.
Okay, well, let's see what the drugs do next week. Next week, the drugs will make you loopy. Okay?
I know.
that'll be the problem. But one day, we will get you back full force. Anyway, we love you, dear.
And we
will talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Now, in its 11th year, this is Gabnet. Talk like you've never heard it before.
Well, thank you very much, Lori Thompson. And, of course, we love having her here, and we will have her here again next week. Let me see here. I got somebody here that I've never seen their name before. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to admit them, but I'm not going to put them on screen. And in fact, I'm not even going to turn the audio up because we don't know what they're going to do with the audio. But let's see who it is. It says Big Guy. Who the hell is Big Guy? Okay. Let me see. Oh, well, that's you. Oh, gosh. Son of a bitch. Okay. Look at who we got here. Wait a minute. Let me just put him here. Charlie, is that you? Yes, it is, right?
Oh, how do you change the name on this?
I don't know, but it says Big Guy, and I wondered who the hell Big Guy was. Anyway,
Alan gave me his old laptop, and so I'm using that.
Oh, I see.
So he's Big Guy.
Okay, let me see here. Let me go to Zoom here, and let me bring in everybody else, too. Let me see here. Are they all people? They're all people I know. Okay, we're fine. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. There's a little bit of everybody. There we go. There's Alan. Did your computer actually say Big Guy on it, Alan?
No, I don't know. Why?
Because he's using your computer now. And
it's Charlie. It's Charlie.
Oh, yeah, that's the name of the computer. Charlie.
Yeah. Yeah. So how do I Charlie?
I had to name it something. So it works, huh, Charlie?
Yeah, it works. I finally figured it out.
All right. I figured you were smart enough to do that, so.
Hold on a second. I'm going to put my face up here for a second because it's an Emily somebody or another, and I don't trust it. Okay. But let me just put myself up here for a second, and let me bring this person in and see if they do.
I got to put the volume down.
Yeah, turn the volume down. Emily? No, 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 no. Okay, let me see here. Let me get rid of it. Remove. Okay, wait a minute. Here, hold on a second. Oops, they see? There it was. And don't report. Okay. See, I erred on the side.
You can't unsee it.
Huh? I erred on the
side. It's not just in time. When you see it, you can't unsee it.
Yeah. Oh, I missed it then.
It was very quick, though.
But you guys didn't have to see it. Scott Boddicker, are you there? Scott?
It's the ghost.
Turn the light on, Scott.
Scott, there's nobody. You're all in darkness. What is that?
Dark here.
Well, of course it's dark there. Obviously,
it must be in Iowa.
Oh no, I'm in. I lit this candle somewhere.
Oh,
and it just started flaming up inside of this little screened-in porch. And I thought, looked over and about burned the whole place down.
Really?
Yeah, it's a rental, so it's okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
As long as they rake the forest, you're okay.
Yeah.
They clean the forest.
Now, let's see here. Brian, you're in, which car are you in today? The Cadillac?
Yes, the Cadillac.
The Cadillac. The electric. Yes. The electric Cadillac.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in San Jose. So one of the millions of the people in San Jose watching this right now, honk at me or something.
Yeah, like they're going to notice you. Anyway, so how are you all doing? Did you all have a nice weekend, everybody?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anybody do anything interesting? Well, this is an interesting crowd.
Yeah.
So I wasn't on Thursday's show, but I watched it last night. And you were talking about people using their iPhones to take pictures of the police in action. And you were everybody joshed and everybody said that, yeah, you can film the police. And so you can. The First Amendment says so.
Okay.
Yeah. And so that's it. Josh was right on top of that. But you got to be back a little ways, and the police can ask you to back up some because they don't want you to interfere or, accidentally get hit in the face with a nightstick or something.
We had a guy here, a controller, I think he is, and his name is Lander, and he's running for mayor, okay? And he went down to a courtroom where they had let somebody go because they said that they could be let go, and they let him go, and as soon as they did, the ICE agents descended upon him and grabbed him, and Lander said, "You can't do that." And they accused Lander of trying to impede the ICE people, the ICE agents. Meanwhile, they were dragging this guy away, the guy who's running for mayor, and they at one point handcuffed him, and they were wearing masks. Now, shouldn't police, I know that police supposedly are not supposed to hide their badges. Am I correct about that?
Yeah.
So how is wearing a mask any different?
California right now is in the process of going to make it a crime for a police officer to hide his name, his badge number, and his face.
Okay.
At least it's one state. I forgot to add with the camera thing. The police can, can't screw with you as long as it's public. If you're in a private place, you can't film without permission. So,
well, you usually can't film without permission in a private place anyway.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah. But Correct. Suppose you're trying to catch the police in a private place doing something wrong.
Doesn't matter.
Isn't that okay?
No.
No.
Nope.
Oh, well. Okay. Anyway. So Josh just came back from vacation. How was your little vacation?
Pretty good. Wasn't bad at all.
Yeah? Where'd you go again?
We stayed just outside of Nashville, Tennessee for a couple days.
Yeah. And was there a reason why you went to Nashville in particular? Because I know the most time when you go on vacation, it's to, like, historical spots.
Yeah, we did. We visited two spots on the way down in Kentucky. Abraham Lincoln's birthplace and boyhood home. And then around the outside of Nashville, we had a special tour of Andrew Jackson's estate that is a historical site there in outside of Nashville.
Now, let me ask you a question about Lincoln's birthplace, okay? We were, Shecky and I, when we were driving across the country, and I can't remember what state we were in, but it wasn't Kentucky. And they
Illinois, wasn't it?
What?
Lincoln was born in Illinois, I believe.
Well, that wasn't Illinois. Yeah. This wasn't Illinois either.
No, he was born in Kentucky.
Yeah, but this wasn't in Kentucky or in Illinois, and I can't remember where it was exactly, but they we passed by a place, and they said, this is Abraham Lincoln's log cabin that he was born in.
Well, then that was in Kentucky. He was born in Kentucky,
mm-hmm.
and then the family moved from that spot a few miles away to a boyhood home in Kentucky where he spent the next 4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a little longer, actually. And then, in his younger age, adolescence, you know, type age, they moved to Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
They lived in, southern Indiana for a number of years. They also have a historical site in Indiana, that is probably a log cabin. That was the homes of the time that his family would have lived in because they were upper middle class, but not upper class enough to have something other than a log cabin. Plus, it was a frontier. Weren't a lot of full-time homes as we know them being built at the time. So they lived in Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, when he reached adulthood, he moved to Illinois.
Okay. Wow. Now, here's my question. They claim that I think that this, that the home, his original birthplace or whatever this place was moved to this place.
That doesn't sound right. No.
Doesn't sound right? Okay. Well, we got gypped.
I mean, anything that you saw would have had to have been a recreation or a model, whatever you want to call it. I mean, the existing structures have been long gone.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, I just wonder. I'm trying to remember what state we were in. We were going along the...
It had to have been probably Indiana or Kentucky.
Well, it wasn't...
Yeah, but Illinois is the land of Lincoln.
Right. Yes.
That's because Lincoln represented Illinois in Congress.
That's right. Okay, so he was born in Kentucky, moved to Illinois. Yeah. There he became a member
of Congress there, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, representative, yeah.
Yeah.
He lived in Indiana in the time in between. So think of like birth in our times, birth, elementary school in Kentucky,
mm-hmm.
middle school, high school, Indiana, adulthood, Illinois.
Okay.
Then he moved to Washington. Then he died. Now he's buried in Illinois. He's buried in Illinois.
Yep. Now, there was a woman in his life named Nancy Hanks. Who was she? That supposedly was his... He fell in love with Nancy Hanks.
I don't remember on all the details on that one, but, I mean, you know, I mean, we know about his marriage and all.
Mary Todd Lincoln, yeah.
She was one of the most hated first ladies ever, wasn't she, in her time?
I don't know if she was hated.
Well, supposedly when she left, she took all the silverware with her and the flatware.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but, I mean, I don't know if she was hated, but, I mean, the country, you know, was in a civil war, so there were a lot of people that didn't like other people.
Yeah.
For a number of reasons. So, I mean, she was opinionated and, polarizing, you know, is what we would call it now. Plus, she was very protective of her husband. So, she would sometimes say things that I don't even really know that, you know, maybe she didn't even fully mean, but she would, you know, get upset over issues with her husband and things like that.
Yeah.
You know, be rude to people or something like that. So it's not completely out of the question that a lot of people didn't like her.
Yeah. Let me see. This one says iPad. I think this is somebody we know, I believe. And if we don't, I will change. Well, there we go. I thought that's what it was. Yeah. There he is.
Hey,
yeah. What?
I actually have to run into work, so I can't stay on. I just want to let you know on the YouTube, we're only seeing you.
Oh, really? So, oh, right now. Yeah, I changed.
Okay. Yeah, because of what's in there.
All
there
those lucky YouTube.
Ah, right.
There we go. Okay. I'm sorry I did that, but I did that to prevent someone else from being seen.
Yeah, so. Understood.
Yeah.
All right, thanks a lot. Have a good show. I'll be listening in. But I've got a lot of running around to do today.
Yeah, well, there's a lot to do in Malaysia on a Wednesday.
Thursday. It's already Thursday.
Oh, it's already Thursday there. I'm sorry. Go have a good day.
Thank you.
All right. Now, wait a minute. Hold on a second. Brian, you were outside your new house. And I was going to ask you to show us the outside so that we could see it. Oh, here he goes. He's going outside. Is he going outside? No, he's just showing us.
Well, they've done a lot of work on that since the last time we saw.
Yeah, so this is Adrian's room. So they tore up all the carpets and put on new flooring.
Okay, do something. Turn your camera sideways, will you? Let's see if we get a. There we go. Now we get a good look at it. See? There.
So it's all the hardwood here, but they protected it for that. This is the spare room. And then this is the old bathroom. I told them I need one shower at least running, so I have that one. We're going to put banister here and railing down there and more the washer
you
dryer.
You are getting this thing taken care of so fast, I can't believe it.
I know. These guys are hustling. This is my bedroom. Actually, it's a really big bedroom. I didn't really realize how big it was until then. My closet. And then this is the bathroom. So this wall was 16 inches that way. So it was really narrow in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, wow, all this room, we could pull that out. So we pulled it out. So the two sinks will go there, toilet, and then I opened all this up because there was a wall here with a door. But, geez, I should just open it up.
God, so since you talked to us, what, on Friday?
I know.
Yeah.
So they just finished the tile. The floor tile.
These guys probably want to get paid really fast.
These guys, they got like four guys on this job at once. So one guy was tiling, one guy was flooring, and the other guy, two guys were
doing
that.
You know something? It would take me at least a month to pick somebody to do that.
Yeah, so it's nice to sit here, and I got all this room back here.
He's not Jewish.
Can you go out to the front of the house so we could see it?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Adrian's calling me now, too. Go back. Yeah, so.
Just the voicemail.
No, okay, you just frozen up, and I think that's because the phone was ringing.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Hold on. She's calling again. I'll call later. Bye. Sorry, I got to go.
Okay, bye. were you saying goodbye to her, or are you saying goodbye to us? Oh, yeah, you're saying goodbye to us. Okay. All right.
So tomorrow night, Charlie's his Windows 11 computer will have a new name.
Yeah, he told me how to do it.
I just sent him the directions, and don't do it now because you got to reboot the computer.
Yeah.
And it's going to say Charlie is in love.
Okay. You're going to do that, huh?
I think Charlie would be just sufficient.
Well, I can actually change it from here, to be honest with you.
I don't think so.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Let me.
Go ahead.
What do you want it to say, Charlie?
Yes, Charlie. Charlie.
Yeah, Charlie. Okay, and boom. There you go.
Oh, awesome. There you go. That's great. That just changes the Zoom thing. When you get off Zoom, it's still
You're going to have to change it.
Yeah, well, I'll do that when I reboot. Yeah.
There you go.
And Brian, how was your weekend? What did you do? Anything in particular? Kevin, rather?
Sounds exciting. I did some stuff, but it's been crazy. My daughter's here, so.
He walked military parade Saturday, and he stood up and saluted like a real patriot.
That's true. I did forget that I did go out there.
By the way, is she...
It was raining like no rain before.
Yeah, is she still got the same boyfriend she had?
Yeah.
Okay. No, that's nice to know. You know.
She's doing good. She's doing good.
Yeah, she seems like she doesn't just fall in love with somebody for the sake of falling in love. She, you know, she's got to have a decent...
I don't know. We haven't used the L word yet.
Haven't used the L word yet. Oh, well.
Well, I haven't. And I haven't heard it since.
Well, because you're the father.
That's right.
Yeah. But anyway...
But he did pass a few tests. So.
Oh, okay. What tests?
Changed his oil?
No, it was just the basic test, you know, the are you good enough for my daughter test.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I know that very well.
Yeah.
Yes, Charlie, you do.
So anyway, you know, we haven't talked since Trump's beautiful, big, beautiful parade. And I watched it a little bit on television, and I noticed it was rather sparse in people being there.
Largely. Bigly.
I mean, there was a grandstand right across from where the president was, and it was almost totally empty.
Thanks.
You know what else my daughter, you know, she's in a marching, and she had a teacher or something post something on Instagram or something.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that she noticed that when the military marches, they march. And they were not marching.
No.
And that was kind of a rebellion to Trump without saying anything.
Really?
Because typically when you march, you are in step.
Mm-hmm.
You are. But if you watch those guys, they were just walking along. They apparently picked all the shitty equipment because it was squeaking, and every time you got a shot of them back before the parade, they were working on the shit. Mm. Constantly had wrenches in their hands. And, yeah, she said that was kind of a silent protest to him dragging them into this shit. Because he noticed they were sloppily walking. They were just walking. They weren't marching.
Yeah, they didn't seem that happy, and neither did Melania.
Well, none of them did.
And even
Vance looked like he was taking a crap.
And I think
there was a gold toilet there.
I think our Secretary of State was falling asleep, wasn't he? Or yawning or doing something like that.
Yeah,
I got a couple shots of him yawning.
Meanwhile, they had all these little gatherings across the country, and they were really successful. So, you know, I mean. It's horrible.
Sucks for him.
Yeah. Yeah. I loved his reply today when they asked him, well, what are you going to do about, you know, Iran? And his answer was, well, I might do something or I might not do something. And I thought to myself, aren't those just about the only two options available to you?
Yeah, he says all the time.
Well, that's because he only passed fourth grade.
Yeah, yeah. And Scott Boddicker.
I'm awake.
I know, but all we can see are like faint outlines of your hands.
Oh, his glasses are shiny.
His glasses are.
Glasses, yeah.
Yeah, where are you? Outside?
I'm in the air.
Where are you?
I'm in a screened-in porch in the... on the Atlantic coast in South Carolina.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. All right, so you're...
A lot of flying bugs.
What?
A lot of flying bugs. That's why it's screened in.
Yeah. So, but, it's just... Oh, and I wanted to say, Nancy Hanks, you were talking about?
Mm-hmm.
She married Thomas Lincoln, and they gave birth to Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, his mother was Nancy Hanks. Okay.
Yeah, so I'm sure he did love her.
I'm sure he loved his mother.
Yeah, I would think so.
Oh, yeah, his birth mother. That was her last name again.
That candle's a lot brighter,
Scott. I can't remember her last name.
Yeah, that light is pretty good. That's pretty good light you got there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I thought I had a juice on it. But anyway, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I look like? I'm in South Carolina. We've been on the beach since Saturday, I think, and whatnot. And I've walked in the last 3 days 27 miles.
Really?
Wow.
And it hurts, yeah.
I walked almost a mile today.
Wow. Yeah. I walked 10 today, so I'm trying to go a mile up every, try to do 11 tomorrow.
Well, I used to walk like 2 or 3 miles, you know, and, but I can't do it anymore. I just can't do it, you know. So, what we did is we went up to do this. Hold on a second. Let me get this.
We voted early.
Yeah. We went and early voted today.
Oh, okay.
For our wonderful primary, or not, what is it? I guess, yeah. It's kind of a primary, which is going to be next Tuesday, in which
for
we're trying. Huh?
For what?
The mayor.
Mayor.
Okay.
Yeah, we do have a mayor here.
He keeps getting arrested, though.
Yeah.
Who? Not Cuomo.
Not Cuomo. The guy that's running against him.
But Adams. Yeah, well, he's not running against him because nobody's going to vote for Adams. You know?
I'd like to see Cuomo.
I think Cuomo's probably going to win it. I think he's got a pretty good shot, at least as the polls go now. I think he's about 15 points ahead of anybody else. But we have a thing here in New York which I don't like, and it's called, what is it, ranked voting?
Yeah, I saw that. That's kind of weird, huh?
Yeah, well, what I don't like about it is it allows people to, for instance, there are a couple of people running for mayor who have decided to go to with each other and get their people to vote for them as well, the two of them, one of them as your major and one of them as your secondary, okay, and therefore trying to somehow beat out Cuomo. You get what I'm saying? In other words, if you rank Cuomo as first and then that's it, then Cuomo gets the votes. If you vote for one of these guys, and then one of the other ones is secondarily, they could combine. It's crazy. I don't think it's fair, and I don't think it's the democratic way. But we're doing it.
Didn't seem like it,
huh?
Didn't seem like it because they can cancel out another candidate.
Yeah, exactly. Do you have it out there in California at all yet?
Nope.
Do you have it where you are, Josh? No. No.
Don't even ask about Texas.
No, I won't even ask about it. Do you have voting in Texas?
Yeah, you really. Put a check mark next to Republican. There is no Democrat on the list.
Yeah. But anyway, so we voted, and we just made Cuomo our only choice. And, hopefully he'll get the nomination, and he'll beat out Adams without any trouble. If Adams, in fact, he's running as an independent, so therefore they have to put him on the ballot, okay? And then there'll be some Republican running, and in New York, Republicans don't win that often, okay, as for mayor. So that's the way that works. So getting back to all of this, you know, the parade was just horrible. But some other things that happened, did anybody see that discussion between Tucker Carlson and your senator, Scott?
Ted Cruz.
Did you see that?
Yep.
Read about it.
Parts of it, yeah.
Yeah, it's it's Ted Cruz being slammed by Tucker Carlson because he's saying, well, I am for going to war against Iran, okay? And then Tucker Carlson says to him, do you know what the population is of Iran?
They're both wrong.
And what?
They were both wrong.
Was Tucker Carlson wrong too?
Because what did he say? 18 million, or did he say?
No, he said 92 million.
Okay, and that's probably right. Yeah,
he said 92 million. But what happened was, your senator again, Cruz, said, "Well, I don't know. Do you?" And immediately Tucker Carlson says 92 million. And they keep getting into arguments, and Tucker's just he's pimp slapping them.
Yeah.
And I, all of a sudden I went, am I supposed to like Tucker Carlson for a change?
Right.
Yeah. But he was taking, and I think Tucker's a little pissed off at Trump, and I'll tell you why. Because Trump, for instance, he said something, and somebody said, well, Tucker Carlson said this or that, and the president's reply was, well, let me know when he gets a TV show and he's important. And I'm thinking, how did Tucker Carlson lose his job? And it was by standing up for Trump, wasn't it?
Yeah,
pretty much.
Yeah, yeah, that's real loyalty for you, you know?
Isn't that part of being a Republican? Not being loyal to anybody?
Apparently, you know. And then his one of his people, who was it, a couple of months ago, said that the intelligence people, have found that the Iranians are not going to be building any device anytime soon. And when it was brought up to the president on his plane this weekend, he said, well, she's wrong. Like, he dismissed her completely. I think it was, what's her name?
Gabbard.
Tulsi Gabbard. And he, you know, he just dismisses people, even people who are on his side and that he should be defending. You know, I mean, he's not the kind of friend you want to have, okay? But anyway, what else was there to talk about? Nothing. See you later. That's about all that's been happening in the news, I think. What else? Was there anything else of any major import? Oh, yeah. What?
The didn't Supreme Court vote against transgenders?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did they?
Yeah. But are you ready for this? The president put up two big, beautiful flagpoles on either side of the White House.
Yeah, that was another.
Oh, yeah, I saw those.
How dare he redecorate the White House? You know,
he's got to make it look good. He's about ready to sell it.
Yeah, he's not going to leave.
He said, these are the biggest flagpoles we've ever put up. And the flags are enormous. Have you seen them?
I don't think he even knows what the flags mean.
Well, I mean, the fact is that shouldn't there be a limitation to how a president can change the White House? Are there any rules on that?
No, but there's never needed to be any rules. So this bonehead got in there.
Well, you know, I mean, I
wouldn't be surprised if he put an addition onto the West Wing.
Well, I can
see. We're going to call this the Northeast Wing.
The Gold Wing.
Well, I understand, you know, somebody wanting to do a little bit of change in the White House, you know, to make it theirs, to make them feel comfortable.
They do that.
But what he did to the Oval Office is just, it's disgusting, you know. And now these two giant flagpoles, they're supposedly huge, and the flags on them are even bigger.
100 footers, I think we said. 125, something like that.
Yeah. I mean, what?
They're talking about gold stitching in them.
And if you watch that conference or that show, he had all the workers behind him while he stood there, and they took pictures with all the workers and then he decided he was going to watch them pour sand in the hole. And you talk about a bass-ackwards, mixed up, demented old man, the way he was talking for that 15, 20 minutes with this press standing behind him asking questions left and right, you would have thought Biden was 100%.
Well, I'm beginning to think Biden was in greater possession of his faculties than Trump is right now.
I'm telling you, he's losing it, and that's the scary thing.
Yeah.
That's what he's going to do.
Absolutely losing
it. He is losing his shit.
Yep. So, you know.
Just my opinion.
The other thing that happened, I guess, I don't know if it happened over the weekend or whatever, RFK Jr. fired all the vaccinologists at the CDC and brought his people in.
Well, no, that was a week ago.
Yeah. Oh, was it?
Yeah.
This guy's going to kill the fucking country.
We're all going to die.
Well, one thing he does want to do, he'd like to stop advertising of drugs on television.
I'll go with him on that.
Yeah, and that's him. Something I could go along with, and I think you could go along with it, Kevin. You know, I mean, it's not a terrible idea. And then I heard somebody else bring it up today, and it was somebody who was a left winger. You know. Oh,
it's gotten out of hand.
Hmm?
It's gotten out of hand. It's taken over all the advertising.
Well, yeah. During the election. That's been happening here in New York. They have been replaced a lot by the advertising for the elections. But for the most part, you're watching MSNBC, and all day long, you'd think their audience was sick. You know? Because it's just every ad is like, you know, for this thing and that thing. And Marjorie, yeah, today they had something, I don't know, I have BRC or whatever they named it, right? And Marjorie said, what the hell is that? And I said, well, the advertising isn't aimed at you. It's aimed whoever has BRC and knows what it is. You know, it wasn't called BRC, but I'm just making up a name there. I'm getting sick of that advertising, you know. And plus, doctors hate it because doctors would like to prescribe to you what they think you need. And people see these ads and they go, I want Tremfya, you know, because I saw it on television and they said it would help me. And the doctor goes, okay, I'll prescribe it for you, to hell with you, you know. You know, I mean, if that's what you want, that's what we'll do.
Some doctors will.
Some doctors will. They don't like to. But they,
it's unfortunate. Unfortunate. Yeah. That's the good reason why to take it off of the TV.
Now, the other thing that bothered me today was, you know, you've got the senator from Vermont, Bernie Sanders. Bernie. Who has suddenly come out, and he's not for Mario Cuomo, you know, Andrew Cuomo, rather. He's not for Andrew Cuomo, but that's fine. But he endorsed one of the candidates in our mayoral race. And I'm going, what business is it of yours? Yeah. You know, to begin with, this isn't like a senatorial race. This isn't a congressional race. This is simply a race for mayor of New York City. You do not live in New York City. You have no jurisdiction over New York City. Why are you backing anybody? Am I right or wrong about this?
You know? So the mayor in New York doesn't have to be a resident of the city?
No, I didn't say he doesn't have to be a resident of the city.
But he didn't have to live in New York City.
No, I didn't say that. Did you hear what I was just talking about?
I heard. I guess I didn't.
You weren't listening. With Bernie Sanders backing.
Oh, Bernie Sanders. Oh, yeah. He doesn't live there.
Yeah.
You know, I missed that.
Why would you? It's, to me, it's so wrong. You know? And I'm a big Bernie fan, you know, up until this afternoon when he did this. You know, and then I went to hell with it. I can even see Ocasio-Cortez coming out for somebody because she lives in New York City.
Yeah.
You know? But hell, he lives all the way up in buttfuck Vermont. Come on. You know. Burlington, Vermont is where he's from. I have some people up there that I know, and they've had to deal with Bernie Sanders, and they say he's not the best guy to deal with. But he's not exactly a nice guy. So.
He's a grumpy old man.
Yeah.
Hmm? Yeah, he is grumpy. That's for damn sure. But, you know, I don't mind. Wait, what's wrong with being a grumpy old man?
Nothing.
That's kind of what I become. You know.
You're not grumpy.
Me too.
Yeah, you're not grumpy compared to some people. That
really? I'm not grumpy? Okay.
No, I don't think so.
My doctor sneezy. I don't know. Anyway, Josh, so you had a nice time.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
we were only gone for a few days, but we didn't have any issues or anything, so it was pretty good.
Yeah. You just get in the car and go, right?
Well, usually it.
How expensive was the gas on the trip?
How expensive was it?
Mm-hmm.
I think in Kentucky it was only like $2.60 a gallon, I think, the one place we stopped. And then it was a little bit more than that somewhere on the way back. I think we stopped in Kentucky both times. It was somewhere around like $2.75 average, I think.
Mm-hmm. What's your gas prices out in California, Kevin and Alan?
$5.
Going up in July.
Right. Yep.
Yeah. Well, that's because of all those. It's because of those other taxes that were have been thrown in there all these years, right?
Yep. Just adding more taxes.
Didn't have
plus some, with the war, they're going to say it's ever going. You know, it's supposed to go up everywhere. What, like a buck and a quarter, buck and a half, something like that over the next couple weeks.
Good.
Yeah, I'm going to bring this up again because I think it's worth talking about now. You know, everybody is making a big deal about Iran. Oh, they shouldn't be allowed to get the bomb. Well, nobody says they have it. But let's say for a moment they do suddenly have it. You know, they've enriched their uranium and they built a bomb. And they have it. Well, now they just join the nuclear family, don't they? Everybody else has one. Why shouldn't they for protecting themselves? Am I completely out of whack on that?
No, I don't think so.
But they're a terrorist organization. Look at all the people they're supporting, the Houthis.
Well, let's remember this, that one man's terrorist is another man's freedom fighter, okay?
Yeah, Israel has a bomb, and they're
Israel
terrorists.
Has a bomb, and you're not going to say that Israel aren't acting like terrorists? If you're living in Gaza, they're terrorists.
Mm-hmm.
If you're on the receiving end of those missiles, which, by the way, Israel initiated, then Israel is a terrorist nation, is it not to you?
I don't think Israel initiated this war.
Oh, yes, they did.
Yes, they did. They attacked first.
You're talking about with Iran. I thought you were talking about Gaza. Yes. You know that what they did is they waited till Iran was with their pants down and they caught them off guard. Trump,
you know why their pants were down? It was because Trump was trying negotiating with them, and
that's right.
and they just believed that Trump was sincere about it when only Trump was only trying to make things easy for Israel.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Totally agree.
All the people negotiating on the Iran side got killed.
Yeah. So now you have Iran with every reason to build a bomb now.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, do they not have a right to defend themselves? And to have, and you know, countries that have the bomb have never used them. You know, Israel has a nuclear device. They don't like to talk about it, okay, but they have a nuclear device. And all these other countries have nuclear devices. Why shouldn't they to protect themselves? As long as they have one, that means that Israel won't use one against them because they don't want retaliation. You know, everybody's going, well, they're just, it's Iran and they're an irresponsible country and they shouldn't have the bomb. Well, let's be very honest about it. The only country in the world who has ever used a nuclear device on a human population has been who?
America.
America. Not once, but twice. Okay?
They had to make sure they got the point across.
Yeah. But after we saw what it did, whoever got a nuclear device decided they didn't want to use it. You know?
I think the Manhattan Project opened Pandora's box.
Well, the whole process. All the Manhattan Project did was refine the uranium. Yeah, am I right about that, Josh?
And build the bomb.
Oh, overall umbrella for building, you know, atomic bomb.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Germany was working on atomic bomb, too. We had to get there first.
I mean, there were three different sites, you know, involved. There was the Los Alamos, and there was one in Oak Ridge, Tennessee, where they mined the material, and then there was one in Washington State, outside of Seattle. I don't remember the name of that facility, where they did part of the process, but, so, you know, all those fell under the Manhattan Project umbrella.
Apparently, to make the nuclear energy, they needed big windings, and they didn't have enough copper, and so they borrowed silver from the National Mint or something like that, and then after it was over with, melted it down, gave it back to them. Is that correct?
I never heard that, but could be. You know.
Kevin shaking his head.
I mean, I remember during World War II, there was such a need for copper that we didn't make copper pennies. They were zinc.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now we're doing away with pennies, period.
Yeah, but when I was a kid, I remember getting a lot of those zinc pennies. You know, they eventually disappeared, but, you know.
Into gumball machines when you could buy them for a penny.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, you know, I mean, the development of the bomb, I think, was a combination of things. It's amazing that we came up with it before Germany, because Germany had a lot of great scientists to do this. And apparently, you know, we just had the gumption to do it, you know.
Well, we had Oppenheimer.
We had Oppenheimer. Yep, yep.
Yeah. Well, naval base Kitsap up in Washington.
Also a matter of resources and commitment, you know, things like that. I mean, Germany was never nearly as far along in their process as we thought that they were.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, their desire to create a weapon was never the level that we thought that it was. I mean, you know, in the inner workings of the German government, you know, it was dismissed a lot, you know. I mean, Hitler referred to it as, you know, Jewish science, for example. A lot of the leading people and minds in the field were Jewish, you know, and the upper echelons of the Reich, including Hitler himself, you know, looked at it as a Jewish thing, not necessarily.
Well, also, if the Germans were good at anything, they were better at rockets than we were.
Right.
You know.
But then the guy that was in charge of the rocket program came over here.
Well, either that or he was brought over here, you know. Actually, what happened was Russia got all the really good German scientists. And that's why they were the first out of the box with the rocket. You know?
I think the Jewish physicist, because of Hitler, came over here to the United States.
The Jewish physicist because of Hitler. Yeah. Well, we had Einstein who was here already.
Einstein.
You know, and Einstein, they went to Einstein and they showed him. Oppenheimer showed him the plans for the bomb and said, will this work? And Einstein looked at him and he said to him, yes, this will work. And after the war, Einstein was asked by somebody, why didn't you just tell him, knowing what the bomb would do, no, it won't work? And he said, I didn't think anybody would be stupid enough to use it. You know, well, the trouble is also that scientists think in terms of the job to be done, the scientific job to be done, and they don't think in terms of the ramifications of what happens if it comes to pass.
Right.
And he didn't think anybody would use the goddamn thing, you know. So, you know, but we did. We had Einstein over here. Who else did we have? Did we have any other major?
Hans Teller.
Teller.
We had Enrico Fermi. We had
However, Teller turned against Oppenheimer after the war, because he felt we should build bigger and better ones. Yep. And so that whole thing about the H-bomb was actually Teller.
Yeah.
You know. And the other bomb was Penn. So, you know.
Penn and Teller, I get it.
Wow.
Maybe I should have structured that joke differently. There was some reason it wasn't structured properly, you know.
It's late.
But anyway, so, you know, the craziness continues to ensue, and I just don't know how much worse it can get, you know? I mean, the fact that we are now attacking our own people with the army and with the armed groups that we have, like in L.A., is terrible. And the fact that the president said, I'm trying to save L.A. Once again, if we didn't do what we were doing, it would go up in flames like it did once before. Well, once before was because kids were holding some kind of party and started a fire, okay?
Yeah, this is, you know, they didn't need the National Guard. They didn't need the Marines. They have two of the largest law enforcement agencies in the world. The LA Sheriff's Department is the largest sheriff's department in the world, and LAPD is the second largest police department in the world.
They could have handled this. They could have handled it just fine.
No problem. The chief said so. The sheriff said so. We don't need them.
Yeah, but Trump wanted to get his 2 cents worth into having power in California.
Absolutely. It wouldn't have got out of control.
Right, have the troops left now? I haven't looked.
I think so.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Didn't Trump lose the lawsuit that California over the weekend brought against him?
What happened to that? Anybody know?
I thought it was Monday.
First round. And they appealed, and the argument on the appeal was heard yesterday, maybe?
By who? Yeah, I think so. But
the Ninth Circuit.
Court of Appeals, yeah.
Well, the Ninth Circuit's pretty liberal.
Very.
Yeah, yeah. So. What do you do when you want to win make your point? Do you go around shopping for get various courts that will be in your favor?
Well, it depends where the suit's filed. So in a case like this one, they didn't have much choice but to file it in California. But
right.
In other cases, you know, they might, if it were a right-wing organization and an abortion case, they might try to file it in Texas so that they can get that circuit court of appeals or whatever.
Well, you know what they do?
When you have that option, but you don't always have that.
Yeah, but of course you got a problem with Trump, who just is going to say fuck you to any determination made by a court.
I thought the state of California only has the Ninth Circuit.
I think they only do have the Ninth Circuit. And it's always been considered one of the most liberal in the country, you know?
Josh probably know better, but that's what I've always heard.
Anyway, let me start playing the theme here. Why not? Why not? Charlie, how's everything going with you? I noticed you're not at home once again.
Yep.
Yeah. That's very nice, isn't it?
Yes, it's very nice.
No, you seem to have a very
nice... Camera works good.
What? What'd you say?
The camera works good.
Yeah.
On the laptop.
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't work. It's a little soft in the brightness, but maybe he can turn that up, you know. But when did you get the computer from Alan?
A couple of weeks ago. It took me this long to get to it.
No, okay. All right.
What scared him is his regular computer almost died on him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you, Charlie. I really appreciate your participation tonight. Scott Boddicker, you are...
in the dark.
It's the invisible man, ladies and gentlemen. And of course, we got to thank our good friend Kevin for being here tonight. And Josh, love having you here. And Alan, we tolerate you. You know, you're okay. Yeah. You're okay.
I tolerate you too.
Yeah. Anyway, everybody, give a big wave goodbye, and I'll give a big wave goodbye at you, okay? There they go, folks. That's our citizen panel for tonight. And we'll get another one going here in just a few minutes with Amy Manuel, who will be taking your calls on Zoom. Zoom. If you want to find out how to Zoom her, just go over to gabnet.net, go to the third column, go all the way to the bottom, see where it says Alex Bennett and says Amy Manuel. Click on Amy Manuel, and you'll be taken directly to her. I'll see you again tomorrow night. Same time, same station in life. In the meantime, as always, if you see her, you know, tell her I love her, okay? Bye-bye.